There's one.
Whoever has a microphone. Wherever. Here. This fellow here. He's got his hand the highest for the longest. Here we go.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
We met yesterday night at the party. And you know, I'm from China. There's internet censorship in China. And my question is how to develop and improve Wikipedia in countries and regions which are under the internet censorship, do you see? Thank you.
Yes, great. So, I mean, the situation in China, of course, is much better than it was. We were completely banned in China for about 3 years. Now Wikipedia is broadly accessible in China, but certain pages are filtered. I've met with the Minister of the State Council Information Office, I think 4 times now. Ting and I, oh, by the way, I have an announcement. We'll get to that. Ting and I went and visited him in Beijing and so forth. And our current situation with China, I think, is stable. I don't think they'll just block us randomly without talking to us, but I also think they're not about to open up more pages that are blocked now. In terms of advice for the community, I think there are a lot of different things that people can do, particularly as in many of the places where there's censorship, the language is a large enough language that there are people from outside the country who can do things that people from inside the country can't. I remember years ago when the Taiwanese community were telling me about how they were helping the Beijing Wikipedians. Whenever they were blocked, they would help them find a new anonymous proxy to be able to edit. They would just sort of go onto the Skype channel and do that. And I think there's a lot of things that people can do like that to help each other. Because in many countries, the censorship is really quite local to their local political situation. And so if you live in one country where your local politicians' pages are blocked and it's hard for you to edit them, you should maybe do a trade with somebody in another country who their local politicians are blocked and write about each other's politicians or something like that. You know, I think the other thing you can do, and this is, unfortunately, this is something that is going to be a bit small scale, but if you reach the right people, it can be really powerful, is learn about circumvention tools. Learn which ones are convenient and fast, and teach other people how to use them, and help spread that knowledge peer-to-peer through the culture so that people really can work their way around censorship. I think it's incredibly important, which unfortunately it will be small scale because you'll only be able to reach people who are technologically savvy. The other thing you can do is if those tools, a lot of the circumvention tools, things like Tor, are too slow and too hard to use for a lot of people. And so if you're tech savvy yourself, I think that a lot of the open source projects that are dealing with this kind of thing, they need help, they need more developers, people to be passionate about that kind of thing.